Wendy, can I say a quick word about best friends? Everybody needs a best friend. I mean, having friends is great, but what you want to get is a best friend. Ben Affleck had Matt Damon. That was his best friend. Beanie had Cecil. That was his best friend. Peanut Butter, of course, has Jelly. My best friend is Black Hawk great Grant Mulvey, and he joins us right now on the phone. Hi, Grant.
Hello, Bill. How's my best friend doing?
How's my best friend doing?
You guys.
Oh, it's so great. So great. I couldn't. And Wendy, how are you doing? It's so great to hear from you. And I hope the boys are all doing well. And the whole Star Wars thing has kind of settled down a little bit in your family.
Can I just tell you how adorable you are? I know you already have a best friend, but if
That's
I could
me.
Be, you know, maybe number four, I'd be happy.
Sure.
Or number 81.
Right. Right.
You know what? You can only have one best friend.
That's true.
Wendy, I'm sorry. Bill is my best friend.
Don't be sorry, Grant.
How much do you pay Grant to say that?
You can't put a price on best friendship. That's impossible. It's impossible.
Right.
Grant, you're
That's
in St. Louis now, just scoping it out, making sure that the ice is safe and that everything will go according to plan, right?
Well, I'm just absolutely. I just went through the rink. I made sure that there was lots of tacks, you know, and gravel
yep.
on the runway from the St. Louis Blues dressing room to the ice, and made sure that their ice is a lot slower than our ice.
Good.
And it's a beautiful day here in St. Louis, and it's really a buzz. You know, they're talking about the. You know, back in the day, we used to have some great, great rivalries. You know, the playoffs were just wars against St. Louis
mm-hmm.
in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And, you know, the two teams have not met a lot in the playoffs in the last few years. And this was a rivalry, a St. Louis Blues-Chicago Blackhawks that was... It just makes my hands start to sweat a little bit just thinking, and I get goosebumps thinking of just the wars. They always lasted seven games, and they were just wars. So hopefully this series will end in the right way that the Blackhawks win, but we'll be entertained with great, great, great hockey.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Now, are you good with us starting out with the Blues? Is that cool in your book?
Yeah, at the end of the day, everyone will always say, you know, it's a cliche in sports. You have to go through the best teams to win the Stanley Cup, and you have to go through the best teams to win the Stanley Cup. And no matter when you meet them, you have to go through them. And, you know, St. Louis is certainly one of the premier teams in the NHL. And in the last 10 games, I was just reading that they've got the hottest record in all of hockey. So we have to go through them, and we might as well go through them when we're fresh and healthy. And the playoffs take such a toll on your body that I'd rather see them now than in the third round when we're a little tired and beat up.
Who, Grant, as you scout their lineup, the St. Louis Blues lineup, give us a name or two that we, some are more obvious than others, but who would surprise you? Who's the St. Louis Blue that we really have to keep an eye on?
Well, you know, as a big, tall, you know, skater, I was always afraid of those short little guys. And they have one kid that's a good player. I think his name is like Jamie Schwartz or something like that. And he's a good little player, he's got great speed. You know, he's a guy that could come out and score three or four goals. They have Stasny, that is a St. Louis kid. I played against his father and his uncles, and he's a wonderful, wonderful young man. He's made his home here in St. Louis, and Stasny could be another guy that has a breakout series.
But Tarasenko, would you agree that is the most dangerous St. Louis Blues player right now, is Vladimir Tarasenko?
No question. He is a talented, talented young player and needs, again, you know, these young players, these young, talented players, they need a win. And St. Louis needs to win this series in a, you know, they have to be so intense every time they step on the ice. And Tarasenko is one guy that has to elevate his game for sure.
Grant, could you do that thing? And we're best friends, so we're always doing stuff like this, where you call his house and tell him that the game has been rescheduled till tomorrow night. Wouldn't that be a fun prank?
Yeah, that the game has been... How come you're not in Chicago? The series is starting in Chicago. You're still in St. Louis. You better get on, a train to St. Louis to Chicago real quick.
Do that, Grant. Know? I love that.
Well, we should be back in full form tonight, right? You've got Artem Anisimov, who will be back. Andrew Shaw will be back. Marian Hossa. Corey, of course, came back over the weekend. And no Duncan Keith until next game, correct?
Correct. Duncan Keith is he's out for he's like that slap shot. You know, you go like this, like that, and you get a penalty. And he's still in the penalty box for another game. But I think the Blackhawks are getting back to healthy, and hopefully Corey Crawford's going to be a key factor in this. And it was good to see him that he got into the one game. Got his kind of sea legs, and he'll be ready to go. Certainly Kane and Panarin need Anisimov to really kind of center that line. Hossa is a playoff performer. That is a guy that is good to have a breakout playoff. He's getting a little long in the tooth, and he certainly is a world-class hockey player, and when the playoffs start, he just seems to get excited, and so it's good to see. And then, you know, certainly Andrew Shaw he's always good for that tenacity, and we miss him when he's not in the lineup, that is for sure.
So Bickle's back down to the Ice Hogs, Brian Bickle.
Yeah, he came up and I feel real bad for Vic because, you know, he came up, he was, I don't know if he's still struggling with that piece of vertigo that he had or,
right.
You know, but he was, a half a step behind, and I really feel bad for, you know, I only watched him in the one game, and he seemed to... have a couple of moves that he was still struggling a little bit, but it's beautiful to have the depth that the Blackhawks had when you have a Brian Bickle as talented as he is to be in the minors playing in Rockford right now, and as soon as you know if they have an injury, that he's going to be called up for sure. He's got three Stanley Cups in his
absolutely.
We're talking to Blackhawk great and my best friend in the whole wide world, Grant Mulvey. Grant, talk about the difference from a player's standpoint. You know, as the season goes on, you play a team one game in a row. Sometimes you play a team twice in a row. But during the playoffs, the Stanley Cup, the playoffs, you're playing a team four, five, six, and even seven games in a row. So what happens in a player's head where you really get to know the ins and the outs of your opponent?
Well, in a player's case, throughout the year, in today's game, there's not that, you know, they call it rivals, but they don't play enough against each other to really hate each other.
Yeah.
When we played against St. Louis back, we would play two exhibition games, home and away. We would play like 12 games against each other, 6-6 or... You know, it was unbelievable amount of games that throughout the season that we played against each other, and then we always played them in the playoffs. And so year over year, you get that dislike for your opponent, and the Blackhawks have a little bit of that, and the Blackhawks and Blues have a little bit of that, and I think. As that series gets on, someone will get underneath your skin. Andrew Shaw will get under their skin, and certainly Jonathan Toews. He's such a competitor. He'll lead the way. He'll will his way to winning this series, and and get under the skin of those guys, and that really is the who's going to take the stupid penalty, who's going to get frustrated early and lose their focus, and I don't see the Blackhawks doing that. I think they're a seasoned playoff team, and they know, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low, and just go out there and win the game.
And you talk about our captain, and his nickname has been Captain Serious, but Jonathan Toews can really turn it on and get under their skin when necessary, because I remember earlier this season he got into a little scuffle on the ice and everybody was really shocked, but it did what it needed to do and sparked the team. He knows what to do and when to do it. What a great captain.
Oh, you know, we've talked about it in the past. He is just such a wonderful young man, and he's matured beautifully, and you know, his game is so perfect, and he plays both ends of the ice perfect. He's a great leader. He brings his A game into a playoff series like this. You'll see Jonathan just step it up a notch, and he has done a marvelous job, and he's had his sidekick doing a pretty good job alongside him too, as Patrick Kane has just he's had a fantastic year, and he's wonderful, wonderful to watch. I think he's the best player in the NHL. He's the best player in hockey right now, and they will have to really watch, you know, Jonathan and Patrick Kane and Panarin and all of our stars, because they'll be coming out to play.
And what record is Kaner, the first American to hit?
He's the first American to lead the league in scoring.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great year. He's much stronger physically and mentally for this year's Stanley Cup playoffs. I cannot wait. I'm very upset that he is not going to grow out the mullet for the playoffs, because seriously, that's why I got into hockey so much, because I love the mullet.
Yeah, the mullet. You know, business in the front, party in the back.
And it was Grant Mulvey, Bill's best friend. Can I just say it was a pleasure watching you in the old timers game. That's not what they call it. It was the alumni.
Old timers.
Never the old timers.
No, but
Wendy.
I got confused because it was like there are so many 22s. You know, so I'm watching you, and all of a sudden Jamal Mayers is there, and then there's a couple other number 22s. So I got a little confused there, Grant.
Well, Wendy, it was so funny because I had a colleague of mine I invited to the game, and he has a 9-year-old son, and he told him, you know, he was sitting in the stands, and he told him that Mr. Mulvey wears number 22, and you know, the first line goes out, and there's Jamal Mayers skating around, and this little boy says, "Daddy, Daddy, Mr. Mulvey is a really good skater. He really is fast." And so then, you know, eventually I got out on the ice, and he said, "There's Mr. Mulvey." "Oh, Mr. Mulvey's not that fast."
Oh, that's not good.
And it's the all-stars, you know, not the old-timers. But I said that respectfully.
As a 9-year-old, honesty would say, you know, "Mr. Mulvey, you're not as good as the other 22 on the ice." But it was great, and the Minnesota people did such a marvelous job. And I was just talking to my pal here that works for the St. Louis Blues, Bruce Affleck, and Bruce was mentioning they're already planning for the Winter Classic next year that's going to be held right here at Busch Stadium, and it's going to be held on January 2nd. And as anybody knows, in St. Louis, it could be 70 degrees, it could be 30 degrees here, but I know St. Louis will do such a marvelous job with the Blackhawks and with the Blues, and there's going to be an alumni game, and hopefully I'll be in, you know, be able to make the team and enjoy another wonderful Winter Classic.
Oh, absolutely. Grant, we're all looking forward to tonight's game and the Blackhawks having a successful run throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs and into the finals, and it's always an honor to talk to you. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Bill, my best friend.
You're my Wendy, best friend.
Yeah, Wendy, it's always great to listen to both of you on, you know, the morning and the afternoon drive time. I love it. And so keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Grant. Go Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks.
Thanks, Grant. Take care.
He's so sweet. Well, I wish I had him as a best
friend. You signed up too late.
Called him an old-timer.
Yeah, that's not going to get you any points. It will not. All right, a break, some news, more show, all a lot coming your way next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.